Chief O'Reilly.
Thank you, Rachel.
Good afternoon again. So today is public hearing on amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 2012-7010 and sequence pertaining to Atlantic Menhaden, and it involves increasing Virginia's portion of the coastwide total allowable lands of Menhaden. This was all set up by a May meeting of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which found through what's called a benchmark stock assessment that the conditions in the Menhaden fishery in terms of fecundity and also fishing mortality rates were much different and much better than a previous 2011 stock assessment had shown, and that really established why we're here today. One other thing that we'll talk about is the sector quota deductions. We have three sectors in the Menhaden fishery, which I'll go over, and each of those gets part of the increase that's just a little bit under 10%, but is 10% greater than what we had in 2014. This is going to be difficult to see, but at the bottom you can see the quota in terms of metric tons, 186,000, in terms of pounds, 410,000. So this is a coastwide increase to all the states involved. What ought to jump out at you, though, is that there aren't many states with a lot of quota beyond Virginia at 349 plus million, New Jersey at 45 million, and Maryland has a little over 5 million. So I think the percentages are 85.32 for Virginia, just over 1% for Maryland, and 14% for New Jersey. Since December 2012, when a 20% reduction was enacted based on the best available science at that time, there's been quite a clamoring over Menhaden for many different reasons, bait being the principal one. Other states found out things such as they really needed bait for lobster fishery and other fisheries, for their crab fisheries like we do. They also found out that their reporting systems weren't really as robust as Virginia's, and they found a lot of harvesters that they didn't know about, and excess Menhaden showed up in those states, New York and Florida, to the mention in question, and that created a lot of different situations at ASMFC. So the ASMFC did agree to a 10% increase. This is what was looked at by the technical committee and went through what's known as a CDAR, Southeast Data and Review Committee. And what you see here with the orange, straight orange line, is the current fishing mortality threshold. You don't like to see anything go above that threshold. You can see in the green jagged line, there's where the fishing mortality rate is. It's actually below the target. Now, the reference points have changed. They haven't really been adopted. There was another suite of reference points which showed that the fishing mortality rate was still less than the new target, and that the proxy for spawning stock biomass, which is fecundity-based, even with the newer reference points, much stricter, it was about 78-80% of that in the last year. So a lot changed in a matter of just a short couple of years in terms of the science. New data was brought in, a new maturity schedule was established for especially age two fish, which had just somewhat of maturity going for them, and by the time they collected other data from NEMAP and some historical data, they found that in fact the maturity was much higher for age two. That had a big impact in what's going on, but there was other information that was critical up until 2012. The only fishery dependent index, that's depending on the fishermen themselves, was the pound net index in the Potomac River to cover the whole coast. So now there's many more that they have been working with, and overall the science is pretty good. There'll be another update probably in maybe 3 to 4 years, depending on what the ASMFC wants to do. So for today, what we wanted to show you was that here are the sectors. So we have The allocations are by sector. There's a reduction sector, Omega Protein, which has the bulk of the $349 million that's going to be asked for in terms of the amendments today. A Persane, or what's known as a snapper rig in Virginia, a smaller Persane operation, that it would be 29 million pounds. And then the other fisheries we have, especially gillnet, as you can see down here below, and poundnet is the biggest. Those are the two that really form the bulk of these 10 gear licenses that have some portion of this 5.5 million pounds. And these are monitored. They have been closed previously. Gillnet is already closed. We have closed, of all things, if I can get my cursor to go, fike nets have been closed because they reached their amount. One of the situations with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission in 2012, they decided after quite a discussion to allow 6,000 pounds of bycatch, more or less. It's called bycatch. It's not strictly bycatch all the time, of menhaden after a directed fishery is closed. So once any of these gears close, or in any other state, if there's a closure, you're allowed 6,000 pounds of bycatch. And really, for some of these gears, that would be many, many trips to get 6,000 pounds. This is just to show what happened in the Virginia Assembly. There was an active assembly, and what this did, it's kind of grayed out a little bit, but it really allowed the idea that there could be a vehicle to accept any increase from the ASMFC should that become available. And that, in fact, did happen. And so the governor already had established proclamation authority so that once the ASMFC allowed any increase, the governor could have a proclamation of that increase. That was done on June 5th in Reedville, and the governor was there to proclaim the increase. So one of the things for today out of three items, one is just looking at the new sector quotas, which are down here. There's the Omega portion, the menhaden bait sector portion or snapper rig, and the other gears, and you can see the increase there. Up here you see the 10% increase from 2014. The important thing is this is going to be for 2 years, 2015 and 2016, so the ASMFC can concentrate on some other menhaden issues, which I'll mention at the end. But this will be requested today to have all three sectors increase, as well as the overall total allowable landings. We did spot something going through this process this time. Apparently in 2012, although there was language that if a sector achieved its quota then and went beyond it, then it could be deducted from that sector in the following year. That is not the way the Code of Virginia, and the Code of Virginia is the authority in everything that we look at. And the Code of Virginia is a very strong manager of the menhaden fishery, unlike the other fisheries that we bring forward to you with measures. So the Code of Virginia has this language: if the total allowable landing specified, and subsection A is not visible, but it's in your packet, are exceeded in any year, it's then that there's a deduction from the sector that goes over. So it takes the entire, if there's passage of the 349 plus million pounds, that has to be exceeded. Once that's exceeded, then the sector or sectors that contributed to that overage would have a payback. So staff will be asking for item two, that this be adopted today to conform with the Code of Virginia. The third item is just to go through and show the 2015 and 16 non-Persane commercial bait sectors allocation, how they change. They all will increase. Collectively, that comes up to the 5.5 plus million pounds. And again, the pound net and the gill net are the two largest. So the staff recommendation is for the commission to adopt the proposed amendments that will establish the increase in the total allowable landings up to 349 million plus for both 2015 and 2016, as well as establish the proportional sector-based increases that I just showed you with the previous slides. Staff also recommends the commission adopt the amendment that will conform the regulation to the Code of Virginia in terms of paybacks of any quota overage of the total allowable landings, all three sectors. So that's the staff recommendation. The other two things to mention, since the ASMFC has until the end of 2016, or close to it probably, to figure out the next direction. In the meantime, there's going to be quite an effort on Menhaden to get closer to ecological-based reference points, meaning putting Menhaden in context with other species, predator, prey, that type of situation. That's been ongoing at the ASMFC for a while. There's a bigger push now than ever before. So that will be looked at. The second thing is allocation is going to be visited by the ASMFC. And what's happened is the ASMFC has a management board for each species. On the Menhaden management board, I think about five or six of the management board members will participate in a progress towards allocation or reallocation, actually. In the minds of many, it's reallocation. Again, if you heard earlier, 85.32% of the quota, total allowable quota for the whole coast is in Virginia. That's like having, you know, a pretty major, major share. And we've already had a lot of information through ASMFC that a lot of the other states want more bait. They want more bait, and that's it. So we'll see how it goes, and we'll keep you informed of that. It is a big issue in Virginia, no matter where you stand on Menhaden. It's going to be followed very closely over the course of probably the next, I would expect, close to a year to get through all of this. So thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Ms. Haney.
Motion to approve staff recommendations.
Motion by Ms. Haney.
Second.
Second by Mr. Close. Any discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Which brings us to agenda item, well, nothing. Anything else to bring before the commission for the good of the order? If not, this meeting is adjourned.